producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing with calls, Mike and Jared. Dante, you're up next. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. I don't know if you caught O'Reilly's show yesterday, but Trump, I don't know. I think he must have scouted O'Reilly's show, and he wanted to sound extremely radical, and he made wild statements about we need to go after the family members of terrorists. And even O'Reilly was caught off guard by the ridiculousness of the statement. I mean, we'd have a clash of civilizations that would go on forever.
So, no, I agree with what you're saying. I didn't see that quote, but I did see him making it on other shows. And I drilled down deeper, and then he had the proviso. He's obviously doing it to feed the bears, to, you know, red meat, saying arrest them, interrogate them. And that's actually what the CIA does, is they actually threaten to torture people's kids to get fake confessions. That happened in some big cases. And, of course, I'm against that because they're basically not even going after even real terrorists. We lose the moral high ground. Our government's funding the radical jihadists. So I hear what you're saying, and Trump does do things like this. I didn't see the O'Reilly. Did he, without the proviso, say, you know, kill people's kids or wives, or what did he say?
Yeah, he said we need to get serious and go after the family members. He said they may be willing to sacrifice themselves, but they do care about their families.
Well, he's been told that by spooks, because that's actually true. And the big dirty secret is they actually kill people's whole families. And that is something the jihadis don't like, is their little kids getting killed. I don't support that. And there's a sick thought, well, we'll stop a big attack if we do that. Oh, bull. If they stop the real jihadis, they wouldn't have to get rid of any of our morals. You know, they're letting this happen bare minimum. Let me ask you this, Mike. You've been calling in for 16, 17 years. Hadn't called in months. A medical doctor, folks that know who Mike is, he's been a guest before. Briefly, Mike, what do you think's really going on with this shooting out there? I mean, they clearly knew. They're trying to cover it up. There are more sleeper cells coming in. What is the point of all this?
Well, that story you have on your site about Fiorina quoting the BATF on this matter, that that gun had been purchased on behalf of the San Bernardino police, and then they quickly cut her off and move off in a different direction. That's very telling.
Well, Joe Biggs first reported that, and that was in local media, yes, that he'd legally gotten it, but that they'd come from a police sale of some type of tactical weapons.
But, you know, there's just a lot of odd things about this.
Well, Mike, stay there then. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back and do a part of a segment with David Knight and finish up some of these calls. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you with your response. But here is the clip. They've been trying to get me to play it all day. I've dropped the ball. Here is the clip of her on national television bringing this up. We got attacked when we first reported on it nationally, but it was in the local news. Here it is.
If the NRA doesn't rate me 100%, perhaps that's more of a problem with how the NRA's values have changed than how my values have changed.
Okay, maybe we just disagree on this, but if you listen to your reporter earlier, what he said was that the ATF believes that someone purchased this gun on behalf of the police department, and somehow that gun ended up in the hands of this guy. So it actually doesn't sound at all like this man legally purchased a firearm.
And by the way, she's right. It's CBS News Today. I have it here in my stack. I think I'll dig it out during the break. Should have led with this, quite frankly. My head spins half the time with how much intel there is. It's just insane. And we have a nose for this. Like 99% of the time when we go with what we think is accurate, it ends up being the accurate info, because we just have learned how this – it's like an art form. I can't even describe how we know, how we understand things. It's just we have immersed ourselves in this. It's what we do. And – there is a real move by the left to allow massive jihad forces in, and they are going to start attacking. I mean, it could be, you just heard the caller, and that was in the news, thousands of AK-47s being brought into Greece with all sorts of rich Arabic sponsors and stuff. I mean, you could see something like Paris times 1,000. We're talking tens of thousands dying if you get a couple hundred shooters. And they are bringing in people out of Syria with no background, no fake passports, everything else, who are combat-age males, who it turns out many of them are ISIS fighters, and the government on purpose is letting them in. And I smell a rat, and I wonder, how are they going to get away with it? It must mean they're meaning to take over. I mean, something bad's about to happen.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to be in your British hell. Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why all the misery? And his voice was really good back then. They call us walking corpses.
Unholy, living dead.
They like to lock us up.
Lock us up.
Put us in their pretty pen. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to eject here in about 12 minutes, and David Knight's going to take over. He's going to be riding shotgun with us here in about 30 seconds. In fact, David, let me ask you before we go back to a few of these calls, A, what's coming up in the fourth hour today, and B, on this Friday edition, yeah, Donald Trump, and the next time he's on, I will bring up some of these questions. I brought up a few tougher questions. Time just ran out. I was just so surprised at what I was told off air and some of the other things, I'm, you know, kind of deer in the headlights. But Yeah, saying things like we need surveillance, that'll stop it. They have the surveillance, and it wasn't used to protect us. Joe Biggs is being spied on. The feds are telling him, you know, we know right where you're at, up there covering Islamic centers. But then they can't find these people pledging allegiance to ISIS. I mean, I get it. Trump is saying what he thinks people want to hear to win. And then he says stuff like, go after people's families. Now, CJ has seen the full quotes I've seen where he elaborated, I mean, interrogate them, arrest them. But is that just red meat for constituents, or does this kind of show the more white horse side, the man on the white horse side of a Donald Trump? My issue is he's pro-gun, pro-control our borders. The globalists hate him. That makes you like him. The other Republican leadership is so milquetoast. I mean, I like Rand Paul, know he's a good guy, but his campaign managers, you know, want him to act like Howdy Doody or something. Where do you see all this going? What do you think about Trump?
Well, Alex, the thing that concerns me is not so much about Trump, but it's about Americans. You know, when you look at Trump and you look at Carson, they both seem to reflect a mentality that the president is there to fix all issues, that they should have absolute power, that we are electing a Caesar. I mean, we see these kind of pronouncements, not just from the two of them, but from everybody. And that's apparently what the Americans want. They don't want a system of checks and balances of rights, individual rights enshrined in the Constitution. They just want somebody to fix problems. That brings us to a very dangerous point. And I think that's a danger that we see from virtually all these candidates, and it's brought on by the desires of the American people. So that's the thing that concerns me.
I agree. The American people could conjure something very, very dangerous.
Yes, yes.
Well, then you got Hillary and Bernie Sanders. We know.
Yes.
We know that's the second coming of Joe Stalin right there.
Yeah, and we know that about a lot of the Republican candidates as well. We know that about Jeb. We know that about Rubio, Lindsey Graham, and on and on. So there's a lot of concerns about where this is going to head. That's why I think that it's important to look at the presidential candidates. We follow the debates because this is where the establishment floats its ideas. This is where they test us, see how we're going to react. So I think it's important for us to know where they want things to go, how they're trying to manipulate us to
That's a good point. It's a test marketing phase.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Mike in Wyoming. Mike, your take on the terror, where this is all going, why they would be letting the whole Homeland Security system and the European system be in trouble, letting terrorists attack. Do they think they can have a triumph over reality that they're the ones letting this happen, but they're not going to get in trouble? What do you really think is going on? And closing comments on Donald Trump. Mike in Wyoming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Alex. I thought that was directed at David Knight. I misunderstood you. Where do I think this is all going? Well, clearly, I think the internationalists have selected ISIS as a means to install the New World Order, to a police state, to give them an excuse to take away our rights, to take away all of our freedoms, and they're going to use this worldwide. It looks like not accepting America, so we better get busy and throw off our inhibitions and start writing, start talking to people, and not worry, you know, get a thick skin, not worry about how people perceive you, just like Alex. I just wrote an op-ed along these lines, and, people are waking up. That's the good news. Even the docs that I work with, they're slowly coming around to realize that this government is malignant, and they are the source of most of the problems. They're not going to be.
Well, that's what I'm wondering for you and for David, because I study all the angles. This elite is so reckless now. I've never where their narrative is worn so thin, where most people, even those that aren't very informed, and every military person I talk to knows the government's running Al-Qaeda and ISIS, knows there's a takeover, knows that Homeland Security is for us, knows that this police state's being put in place for us. The cops I know are aware of this. They know there's a plan to cause a civil war with them. I mean, I just wonder if the globalists are so disconnected now that they think this is 1995 or something, or 96, and they can blow up a federal building and blame it on us. We got people worldwide everywhere that are awake and dialed in, and every move the globalists are going to try to make will blow up in their face at this point. Do you think they, A, do you disagree? And then B, do they realize we're moving into checkmate on their butts?
I think we've entered into new territory here. When your top generals, including Mike Flynn, the former head of DIA, and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dunford, I think he's a four-star, both just flatly contradict the president. I mean, Flynn says that the administration is arming ISIS, and Dunford says, the president's incorrect. We don't have ISIS contained. You know, big surprise after the Paris attack.
And we were ordered to do this because these guys know it's such a crime. They want to be on record going, I was ordered. This is the equivalent. This is a wimpy version of Operation Valkyrie. And I agree with you. People don't realize this is one step away from a military coup when they act like that. I mean, these guys are risking their lives. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if both of them don't end up dead now. I mean, I don't think people understand, folks, how real this is. You're absolutely right. Other comments, Mike, and then David Knight.
No, I think you're absolutely right. This is the equivalent of Valkyrie. These guys, they've certainly put their careers on the line, if not their lives. And I equivocated for quite a while, trying to decide, as you do every day, you know, do I write something about this? But when these guys are willing to put their lives on the line, how can I not? I mean,
Well, the fact that they're doing it shows they know how much trouble we're in. They know this isn't just going to be corruption as usual, and maybe they can slowly fix it from the inside. People now realize the evil is going for our neck. This is a death battle, folks, that we're about to enter into the next couple of years. I just got chills. I'm going to say it again. Death battle. I felt it in my gut for years building towards this. The last 6 months, now you see it's all happening. And in my spirit, is just like on fire. It is ready. I'm telling you, folks, I can feel the enemy. Just like, use a Lord of the Rings analogy, the sword glows when the goblins are close. The sword is on fire, folks. I mean, it is, my sixth sense is on fire. My spirit is on fire. And my discernment is on fire. And it is just, and I know yours is as well. God bless you, Mike. Now is the time to speak out and say no to the system. Now is the time to decide which side you're on. David Knight?
You know, Alex, I saw an interesting op-ed piece from your old friend Piers Morgan. And what he said was, if we treat all mass shootings as Muslim terror attacks, America would have new gun laws faster than those bullets. And I looked at that and I thought, is he absolutely crazy? That is not the reaction of the American people when they see this this kind of an action.
They want more guns.
They want more guns. But, Alex, as I thought about it, and as I thought about the gun laws that Obama is proposing, I thought, he's actually right. Because think about what Obama is trying to sell right now. The gun laws that they're trying to sell is the idea that based on somebody being on their phony no-fly terror list, which they don't do anything about those people, they just say, well, we got them on a secret watch list. Yeah, we knew about that, and we're watching them, but we don't do anything about it. And that's the other part of this. Leaving these people in place, letting them do a terror attack that they really want to do, really killing people, and then using that to push the idea that we should take this no-fly list and use it for judicial action against people, to deny our rights, being put on this list secretly without even knowing you're on the list.
That's their new talking point.
Yes.
That's their new talking point. That was their original plan when Obama first got in. You're absolutely right. And the fact that they would bring in millions of jihadis in Europe, hundreds of thousands here, knowing it's chock full. I mean, I'd say 20-30% have been in combat. Large percentages are planning to strike. They're actually bringing in a giant secret army, David.
Yes.
And so I think this could be the big false flag that takes us all down. I mean, this is it. I'm pretty sure now.
And the very first story that I covered when I was here was the guy who was on his way to visit his wife in Tokyo, stopped in Hawaii. Remember, then they found out he was on a no-fly list, and they wouldn't let him get out of Hawaii. You don't have any way to know that you're on a no-fly list until they take action against you. You don't have a public trial. You're not allowed to confront the accusers. You're not allowed to call your own witnesses, to have your own offense, to have a public charge. This is a star chamber proceeding.
Exactly. They let the foreign radicals in. He goes and gets his foreign jihad wife. They let them in to attack us. The neighbors know. And then we lose our rights on some magic secret list, which then becomes a take you off the street list, disappear you list.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This isn't creating. This attack is not creating the public's desire for greater gun laws, but it fits into the Democrat agenda. And so, when you go back and you look at the fact that they're having things like drills, SWAT drills, at that place on a regular basis, having it going on at the same time the attack is taking place, the reports that one of these guns or multiple pistols were police pistols that were given to these people. All of that, when you look at that and the fact that they've got this agenda set in place that they want to run through, I don't think that it's phony in the sense that these people didn't really want to do
this. But they wound them up.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave them the guns. They did everything. No, it's definitely a type of false flag. There's four different types, three major ones, a subgroup. And this is definitely a false flag. The whole thing is, and it's sick, and they're trying to blame gun owners right now. David Knight, here's the baton, my friend. Jared wants to talk about missing nukes from a few years ago. Dante, James, Brando, Noah, and others. David Knight and much more coming up. David, the command base is yours. God bless you.
All right, thanks, Alex. We're going to be coming back. We've also got an interview at the bottom of the hour with Calvin Beisner from the Cornwall Alliance. He's going to look at the other side of the moral case on climate change. We'll be with him at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units, but for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. My apologies to the callers. We wanted to have Leanne come on and talk about what's going to be on the nightly news tonight, as well as a interview that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But real quickly, Leanne, before you tell us about what's coming up tonight, I saw this article that we have up on Infowars.com today. Obama's attorney general promises to criminalize speech. He says violent language directed at Muslims is unacceptable. And, of course, we look at all this, and their take on it when the Obama administration, first of all, saying, well, this is workplace violence. Mm-hmm. But then they say, well, this may be directed at Muslims. In the same way that Jerry Brown says this has absolutely nothing to do with Islam, but don't light the tree. You know, so he's admitting that it has to do with that because he doesn't want to trigger it. And then he kowtows to it. Well, you got the attorney general, Loretta Lynch, saying that we're not going to let anybody do anything to Muslims, painting them as the victims. It made me think of a movie a few years ago, and this is just the right time of year for it, American Carol. It was done by the guys that did Naked Gun and Airplane and that sort of thing. And what it took was, it was like the Christmas Carol theme, okay, where a guy goes to sleep and he's visited by ghosts, but instead of ghosts about Christmas, it's ghosts about American history that come back and talk to him. And there's a scene in there where they're talking about the threat of Christians, and they have evidence of this. Let's look at the evidence of how dangerous radical Christians are.
An onslaught of death and destruction brought on by radical Christians as they attempt to spread their ideology through terror throughout the world.
There's a couple of priests who are breaking into a airplane cockpit. Just sticking to a cross and starts attacking pilots.
Praise Jesus!
Hail Mary, full of grace!
This is a man. Jumps on a bus to blow it up. That's the image that the left portrays.
Right. Well,
and that was funny when he did it a few years ago, but you know, it's really what's going on here. And that's what the attorney general is portraying as well.
Well, it's funny how they were, I guess, affected by climate change.
Yeah.
Has caused them
exactly.
to
yeah, the source of every evil in the world is climate change. That's my guest in the next segment from the Cornwall Alliance. E. Calvin Beisner is going to be talking about that. And of course, they blamed human trafficking now on climate change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prostitution and slavery, that's because of, just like terrorism, it's all because of climate change, even flying rocks. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and Obama comes out and says that there's no imminent threat to the United States. Meanwhile, now the FBI has announced they are treating this as a terror attack. The woman apparently pledged allegiance to ISIS. So, you know, he's wrong on that front, but then his attorney general comes out and says,
yeah,
The real fear I have is the backlash against Muslims.
Yes, so exactly. They can't use the terms radical Islam because that wouldn't be helpful. But it is helpful to their agenda mm-hmm. to try to portray Christians and Middle America as radicalized. That's the whole perversion inherent in this. And that should tell people everything they need to know. The other thing that I was struck by was, of course, this news report that the wife and mother had posted her allegiance to this guy who's high up in ISIS. And when I thought about that, and I tweeted this out last night, I said, you know, the hatred of this religion of peace against strangers that they don't even know was so much stronger than their love for their six-month-old daughter.
Right.
That they would leave her with somebody else, lie to the relative about what this is, so they could go kill strangers in the name of their religion. Absolutely.
Well, that they would also have her in a home where they're building pipe bombs and having all this IED explosive material just laying. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's just truly shocking. But, you know, Obama doubles down again and says, if we take away the guns, then people like this won't happen. But I'm sorry, they're just going to go and build pipe bombs or, you know,
we've heard it over and over again. People aren't going to pay attention to the to the laws if they're not being armed directly by the government, because we know the government is giving arms to ISIS, as Kit Daniels pointed out yesterday. There's no background checks on the radical Islamists that he's giving these arms to, because in most cases they'll turn right around and say, well, you know, we were with the FSA, now we're with Al-Qaeda or with ISIS or whatever. And, of course, there's no background checks on any of the people that he wants to fly into this country. He's telling us people who are on a no-fly list. And again, 91% of those people, when they had a background check performed on them by the FBI, were approved. So the question is, do they belong on this list? Mm-hmm. Is that Star Chamber procedure wrong? But he doesn't care about that. Instead, he's going to fly in terrorists, okay?
Right.
Well, he tells us that if he arbitrarily puts somebody on a no-fly list, they don't get to get armed anymore. And then there'll be other things that will be brought in as well. There'll be other recriminations on people, maybe travel restrictions or what, besides the no-fly.
Meanwhile, there was 270,000 people improperly on the no-fly list?
Yes, yes. Real quickly, give us the high points for what's on tonight on the night.
Well, we're going to be talking about the bumbling idiots there at MSNBC and their lack of journalistic integrity as they're infiltrating an active crime scene, rushing into the shooter's home.
Amazing.
We're also going to be playing some clips of the Hillary's comedy clips that people have submitted as well.
Great. That's on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to be talking to E. Calvin Beiser.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, InfoWars fans, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz. I'm the guy who introduced Ted Anderson and Alex Jones to the longevity products and work-at-home business opportunity. Ted, Alex, I believe you have something very much in common with each other. We all appreciate and actually cherish the concept of independence. Independence from others such as big business, big government, and those who seek to limit our freedoms, limit our income, and basically control our lives. Longevity is the perfect vehicle for anyone who wants to do well and do good at the same time to become independent. Do you want to do well and do good at the same time? If so, I invite you to join our InfoWars team at InfoWarsTeam.com or call 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. You won't need much money, just a few $100 to get started, and it's easy to make that back quickly. And from there, you can be off and running. Plus, your body will love you. Call 888-789-9277 to learn more about true independence the longevity way.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us in this segment of the program, we're going to have an interview with Dr. E. Calvin Beiser. He's the founder of the Cornwall Alliance. And we'll tell you about that and also about Dr. Beiser. He's really got a different kind of Christian perspective on the environment than the Pope has been selling us. And for those of you who aren't Christians, those of you who don't like religion, let me explain to you that you need to understand that this is going to affect you, and you need to understand the two different viewpoints, because religion is very much brought into the politics of this. And I would say that global warming, man-made global warming itself, is a form of religion that is being sold to people. So you need to understand the different belief systems of the different people. You need to have some tools in your belt to come back and to talk to people who do follow the Pope. And many conservative Catholics are very appalled at his encyclical that came out and his actions and his push and the priority that he's put on this. You know, of course, he wants to do economic redistribution. He wants to have energy allocation. All of those would be done by a global centralized control mechanism, a global governance mechanism. Is there a different way to do that? Is that the moral case? So we're going to talk to Dr. Beisner real quickly before we get to him. I just want to let you know about the specials we have today. We have a special ending tonight, the $9.95 Silver Bullet. That's the lowest price that we've had that at ever. And also 30% off of X2 Nascent Iodine. Both of those specials will end at midnight tonight. And, of course, there is still free shipping. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go now to Dr. Beisner. Of course, he is an author of many books. He's written 4 books on population, resources, economics, and the environment. Over 8 other books, contributed to over 30 books. He's had hundreds of articles. He's lectured throughout North America, Europe, Africa, and Asia on these very things, lectured or appeared and given testimony as an expert witness on the ethics and the economics of climate policy before Congress. And it's a different point of view that the Cornwall Alliance has. Let me read you just this little excerpt here before we go to Dr. Beisner. He says, what we're faced with right now is an environmental movement whose worldview, theology, and ethics are overwhelmingly anti-Christian, whose science and economics are poorly done, whose policies often do little good for natural ecosystems but do much harm to the world's poor, and whose religious teachings undermine fundamental Christian doctrine. So without any more introduction, let me go to Dr. Beisner right now. Dr. Beisner, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
You know, we've seen a lot of different things. We've seen scare tactics, first of all, from the left. We were just talking about some of those, and that we've been told that even human trafficking now is due to climate change. We've been told that terrorism is due to climate change. It seems like every evil in the world is due to climate change. We've even been told that we're going to have flying rocks due to climate change. That was the one that came out this last weekend. Yeah, I'm sure you saw that. So all these kind of things, I mean, who wouldn't want to stop all of those things, okay? And yet, when you look at the prescriptions that they have for this, we're told that we have to stop having turkeys, we have to stop having pumpkins, we have to stop having meat. As a matter of fact, even the way that we cook our vegetables, they would control that. We couldn't have wood-burning fires or barbecues or anything like that. I mean, it is absolutely coming to every aspect of our life that they're coming after us. And I want to talk to you about energy poverty, the resilience of the earth. But first, talk about your difference in your solution to perceived problems. The Pope has one of a global centralized control for economic redistribution for energy allocation. Tell us about your approach.
Well, our approach is guided both by our understanding of Scripture, the Bible, God's Word, and by our study of history and science and economics. And what we find from all of these is that two things are fundamentally indispensable to having any society conquer and stay out of poverty. The first one is a set of social circumstances. Private property rights, entrepreneurship, free trade, limited government, the rule of law, that sort of thing. And the second is access to abundant, affordable, reliable energy. Because without that energy, the only energy you've got left is the bodily energy from whatever food you can consume. And that, typically that's very little energy. Mm-hmm. Most of us now in America consume on a daily basis the amount of energy that about 200 people would have consumed as little as a century ago. And we do this because we can get that energy in the form of electricity especially, but also in the form of gasoline for our cars. And if that energy that has delivered us from absolute poverty, from the kind of poverty that dominated almost all of mankind for all of history up until the Industrial Revolution, and that way, people had average life expectancy at birth of between 27 and 28 years. Roughly half of all children would die before their 5th birthdays. And that was just standard for the vast majority of people around the world. But freedom and private property rights and energy have combined to lift roughly a third of the human race now out of even moderate poverty, and much more out of severe poverty. What we need to see now is for the last roughly 2 billion people to be lifted out of severe poverty. And that's not going to come without the combination of freedom and abundant, affordable, reliable energy. And unfortunately, the prescription for fighting global warming is to reduce our use of the most important source of that abundant, affordable, reliable energy, which is fossil fuels.
You know, I've heard this a lot. I've heard the point that you're making a lot, and the leader of India gets this. He says, we're living in abject poverty because we have no access to cheap, affordable energy. And we don't have the freedom, you know, it's affecting our longevity as well as our lifestyle. It's beyond even just lifestyle implications. It's causing them to die early, as you're pointing out. And he doesn't like the idea that this is going to be allocated by somebody at a global basis, that they're going to be basically kept down. But it's far worse than that, because they're going to use it to try to pull down the developed countries as well. Not only are they going to hold down the developing nations, but they're going to pull down the developed nations as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the typical major worldwide environmental advocacy organizations are headed by people who believe that the optimal human population would be about, maybe 300 to 500 million, which means we have to get rid of about 95 to 97% of the people in the world today. They also think that the planet would be far better off if people lived, as they put it, in harmony with nature. Well, you know, Thomas Hobbes understood what harmony with nature meant. He said, that way, life is solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. But that's the direction they want to go.
Yeah.
And part of how they want to do that is, as you mentioned, by putting control of our economies into the hands of an elite, unelected, unaccountable few in terms of global governments, replacing capitalism, free trade as the major economic system of the world with a global socialist system. That's the wording, that's the claim of Cristiana Figueres, who's the chairman of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, who said earlier this year that this is our best opportunity to replace the development model of the last 150 years, which is basically capitalism, with a new development model, which is socialism. Well, you know, take a look. Where would you rather have lived over the last 80 years? In the Soviet Union, China, North Korea, Cuba, places like that, socialist countries, or in Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, and so on? Socialism is great at perpetuating poverty. Capitalism is great at lifting people out of it.
Exactly. You know, I think that this is all being informed more by the Pope's Jesuit and liberation theologist background than it is by any Christian theology that's involved in here. And when we're talking about people being made poor by the socialism and the wealth redistribution that he advocates, this story, which just came out yesterday, chicken for diapers, bartering abounds in scarcity-stricken Venezuela. Here's one of the places, one of their socialist paradises. We can see how it works out, and we can see it in the poor countries where it is applied much quicker than we can in the richer countries. We're now seeing problems developing in richer countries to the degree they've had socialism, but you see it almost immediately when it's applied to a poor country like Venezuela. They have no money for food, for medicine, for water. They have to go to other countries. And, of course, the globalist bankers who are financing this are bragging in Bloomberg that they get a 700% return on investment from Hugo Chavez and his successor because they understand that the banks get paid first. But I want to go to the broader theological backgrounds here that people are looking at, because not only is Pope Francis selling a unified solution, he says we're not faced with two separate crises, one environmental, the other social, he writes, but rather one complex crisis, which is both social and environmental. So he sees this as a unified solution, this global governance, which is going to control wealth, which is going to redistribute wealth, okay, at a global level. But it also pulls out of something, the way that he sees the world, and kind of a pagan Gaia understanding of the environment. He says, there's a Christian idea that God gave humans the earth to cultivate, but not to conquer. And, of course, we never really use that word conquer. We would use the word dominion, and we would talk about stewardship, and we would talk about conservationism versus the environmentalism that really kind of comes back to this kind of Gaia, where the earth is a living organism that is wiser than man, and we are essentially a parasite on that organism.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing there is the fruit of Christians or professed Christians really giving way to the secular world around us and adopting their values instead of biblical values. You know, the scriptures specifically state in Genesis 1:28 that having created man and woman in his own image, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, raping the planet, okay? Right. That's not what it means.
Right.
We should be good stewards of this earth, and at the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, the ministry that I lead, we define godly dominion this way. It's men and women created in God's image, laboring lovingly together to enhance the fruitfulness and the beauty and the safety of the earth to the glory of God and to the benefit of our neighbors. That's what we're called to do. And when we do that, we can see economies grow and the natural world well stewarded at the same time. As a matter of fact, what economic and environmental history together tell us is that the freer and wealthier the economy is, the cleaner the environment will be. And there's really a basic, simple explanation for that. A clean, healthful, beautiful environment is a costly good. Wealthy people can afford more costly goods than poor people can. So as you get wealthier, you become more concerned about making sure that your environment is clean and healthful and safe. And you not only are concerned about it, you can afford to do something about it. That's why we at the Cornwall Alliance have launched a petition called Forget Climate Change. Energy empowers the poor. That's at cornwallalliance.org. Forget climate change. Energy empowers the poor. The point here is this. The prescriptions to try to solve climate change would all slow, stop, or reverse the economic development that lifts people out of poverty. What's needed instead is for people to rise out of poverty, and then they can take much better care of their own environments.
Absolutely. And we've seen that in the sense that we know that, and I've seen it firsthand, I know that ranchers take better care of their land than the Bureau of Land Management does. Because
absolutely.
It's their livelihood. It's something that they are passing on to subsequent generations. We've seen it in Russia and China, where the Chinese government would just dump toxic materials into the water without any regard for it. And, of course, there was no recourse because nobody had any private property rights.
Right. Right. And so where property belongs to somebody in particular, that person has an incentive to take good care of it. This is why you find graffiti on public bathroom walls and not on the bathroom walls of your own home, because you've got an incentive to take good care of it. So we also recognize that the historic track record of governments in terms of environmental quality is much worse than the historic track record of private corporations. Do private corporations sometimes do bad things? Of course they do. All people are sinful, but they can be held accountable. Governments, it's much more difficult to hold them accountable. They've got the guns.
Yes, absolutely. And when we talk about stewardship, let's unpack that for people a little bit, because, of course, the steward is not the owner, but he's the person who is put in charge of taking care of things, essentially the estate caretaker, the number two, the penultimate owner of the property. And, of course, he has a vested interest in taking care of this because he has somebody to report to. So when we talk about being stewards of the environment, we understand that God ultimately owns this. We're ultimately accountable to him. And we want to take care of this for that reason as well as for subsequent generations.
Yeah, that's correct. And the Cornwall Alliance has produced a couple of different video resources that can really help on this. One is a 12-lecture series called Resisting the Green Dragon, which is at resistingthegreendragon.com. Those are 12 lectures on the biblical worldview, theology and ethics, and the good science and economics of environmental stewardship. And then most recently, in fact, we've just now got these back from the duplicator, a new documentary video called Where the Grass is Greener, and that is at wherethegrassisgreenerthemovie.com. wherethegrassisgreenerthemovie.com. This is interviews with over 30 of the world's top scholars on the science, the economics, the ethics, the political policy, and so on, of climate change and climate and energy policy. And the thrust of the message is that because climate risks are much, much smaller than the risks from poverty, since after all, if you're even tolerably well off, you can thrive in any climate from the Arctic Circle to the Sahara Desert. But if you're very poor, you can't thrive in the most wonderful tropical paradise. Since climate risks are much smaller than the risks from poverty, economic development for the poorest people around the world really ought to be our priority. So again, forget climate change. Energy empowers the poor, and that is at cornwallalliance.org/energyempowersthepoor.
Absolutely, and I have an article here of yours that is 10 points, 10 reasons to oppose harmful climate change policies.
Yes.
One of these is mandatory reductions in CO2 emissions pursued to prevent dangerous global warming would have little or no discernible impact on global temperatures, but would greatly increase the price of energy and therefore everything else, just as you've been pointing out. But you also point out in terms of talking about energy poverty, and of course it is going to be those who are in poor countries that are going to be affected by the most, but you also point out in developed countries, the poor spend a higher percentage of their income on energy than others, so rising energy prices driven by mandated shifts from abundant, affordable, reliable fossil fuels to diffuse, expensive, intermittent green energy will, in effect, be a regressive tax. In other words, a tax that will tax the poor at a much higher rate.
Yeah, that's correct. And Great Britain has been experiencing this in just tragic ways because Britain adopted policies in the early 2000s to try to reduce CO2 emissions by reducing fossil fuel use and replacing that with wind and solar. Their electricity prices skyrocketed, as, by the way, candidate Obama told us would happen if he were elected president, because he would bankrupt coal companies and coal power plants, and as a result, electricity prices would necessarily skyrocket. Well, when that happened in Britain, the number of what are called excess premature winter deaths.
Yeah, we'll cover that when we come back. We don't have enough time to get that. But, yeah, the EWDs, people who die because of it's cold and they can't afford the power. When Obama said he's going to bankrupt the coal companies, he's also going to bankrupt us, folks, when he takes away our energy, and he will kill us at an earlier age. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Pfizer.
Here at Supernatural Silver, we've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're talking to Dr. Calvin Beisner of the Cornwall Alliance, and we're talking about a Christian view of the environment. One of the things we want to talk about, of course, is how fuel poverty affects people's lifespans in developed countries, not just in the developing countries. Of course, we can all see how devastating it is for those people that are in countries where they have very little energy to begin with. But understand that this is going to be an effect against you in this country as well. Before we go back to Dr. Beisner, I just want to let you know that we have some expiring specials at the InfoWars store, our $9.95 silver bullet special, as well as 30% off X2 nascent iodine, ends at midnight tonight. And we also have free shipping. We have 20% off InfoWars select storable food. But those two specials, $9.95 for silver bullet, that's the cheapest it has ever been. You can get that today, but it's going to expire at midnight tonight. Again, that's at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Beisner, we were just talking before we went to the break about early winter deaths. You actually had an article at Cornwall Alliance about climate policies kill through fuel poverty. Yeah. You actually quantized this, and it's not your figures. It's the World Health Organization says that they estimate 30 to 40% of the early winter deaths in Europe and Great Britain are attributable to fuel poverty, and they say that just in England and Wales alone, that would be 8 to 11,000 deaths. Because every people winter. Can't afford to heat their home. Yes.
Every winter. People like President Obama will tell us that climate change is our greatest threat. I mean, this is just absurd. The reality is that poverty is what kills more people around the world every year than anything else. Take this as an example. In sub-Saharan Africa, the average woman spends about 6 to 8 hours a day doing nothing but gathering wood and dried dung in order to use those as her primary cooking and heating fuels. That, of course, means that that 6 to 8 hours a day of her bodily energy that she doesn't have to do other things to lift herself and her children out of poverty. But the smoke from that kills about 4 million people a year, most of them women and young children, and it also gives hundreds of millions of others upper respiratory diseases and eye infections that keep them from working to lift themselves out of poverty. So that kind of thing is actually probably the greatest environmental risk to humans anywhere in the world. And what is needed to replace that is to get these people on an electric grid with energy provided for that grid by coal or natural gas. In some places, nuclear could be done, where instead of that dirty, dirty fuel, they would have a very clean fuel, and it would be abundant, it would be affordable, it would be reliable. Here in the United States, the average household spends only a few minutes a day earning the income necessary for all the electricity that we use. And yet that electricity does far more for us than just to cook our food and heat our huts, right? Well, they need to have that same kind of thing. And yet the policies that President Obama, that Pope Francis are promoting would actually keep them from getting this and would harm them as they're already harming the fuel poverty stricken of Great Britain.
And I think that's one of the real ethical issues here. Where is that money going? When you see the increase in utility bills, we just had the day before this Paris climate talk began, we had a Spanish company, Abengoa, went bankrupt And we had given them $3 billion to subsidize a massive renewable energy source. These people have in Spain, where they were, they've tripled the rates there, triple what they are here in the United States. That's where the money is going, to these crony capitalists who can't even stay in business without massive government subsidies. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. E. Calvin Beisner. He's with the Cornwall Alliance. And we'll, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. And tune in tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.